honk, honk, everybody. The honk-pocalypse is upon us. The pressure continues in Canada. That is going to be kind of our main topic here today. We do have some stuff later on. I hope we can squeeze in some stuff of just how crazy the U.S. State Department is getting when it comes to spreading these wild, wild conspiracy theories about what Russia is actually involved in. We're in actually literally in Sandy Hook territory now. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. We're also going to talk, if we can, a little bit about this yet another. I'm sad to inform you that yet another pedo professor is at it again. And yes, trying to legitimize the activity of diddling kids. We'll get to that. Well, as we said, Canada, of course, is at the forefront, and we have Raging Dissident Jeremy back on the show today to help us talk about some of the latest. There's just so many things going on, Rage, and so much. So there's so many people out there. There's so many different fronts that there's literally a battle taking place at right now. But first of all, welcome, and it's good to have you back. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Henrik. I appreciate it. It's been a little while. Sorry about, we were supposed to do this a few months ago, but, things are crazy and hectic up here.
Oh, I know. So. No worries, man. It's just good to have you here. Good to see you again and what you guys are doing up there and fighting back. And I mean, it's been insane. What started in Ottawa, and we have a guest joining in actually from, I think it's from Parliament Hill, right? Right there in Ottawa, in a little bit.
He's a good friend of mine.
The Ferryman's Toll. So he's actually coming on at a good time here now too, because we can get a direct update from him. We have some new videos we're going to show regarding like what the RCMP are doing and stuff like that. But why don't we go to? Hey, how's it going? The Ferryman's Toll is with us. How's it going, man?
It is going wonderfully down here in Ottawa. I mean, it's a beautiful movement. It's going strong. It's picking up steam, really, honestly.
Nice.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
No, neither have we, I'm almost going to say. We've seen some comparable protests like this in France, I'd say. Like the farmer comes out and like literally flings shit on like some politician's building or something. But no, this is brand new. Goddamn, you got pizza ovens down there. So real authentic stone pizza ovens making wonderful pizza. But tell us a bit how things have been. What is this, day six, Ferryman? Is that where we're at now, day six?
It's day seven and a half, I guess you could call it. The first trucks rolled in on Thursday of last week, later in the day. There wasn't really that much going on here then until the Friday, and that's whenever it really picked up. On the Saturday, I'm sure, as most people have seen now, it was quite the spectacle. And it keeps becoming more so. One, this protest is getting more organized by the hour. And all the logistical issues that they've had, they have been able to meet, and it keeps improving. So there are guys who are, they're getting porta potties down here. There are guys who are, bringing events, bringing food stands, bringing up trucks, people who are putting up first aid tents, right? Like they're basically building shelters in some places, fire pits, all kinds of stuff, right? To make this a more enjoyable stay for the honkers.
Yeah, the organization has been tremendous, just incredible to see. I've seen some of the footage. As I said, the pizza ovens are going, stone pizza ovens are going up. We've seen people building little huts to serve food out of. How would you describe generally? It might be hard to hear me. I totally get that. But generally, the vibe, we've just kind of over the last 2 days heard RCMP is kind of like saying, this is over. This has to come to an end. We've, we've given the orders, basically, that this is ending at this point. How's the vibe generally in Ottawa right now?
Well, I can say, the vibe here is very peaceful. It's very fun. I kind of think that this is the first time that Canadians as a group in 2 years have just decided they're going to let off some steam, enjoy themselves, and basically just spread good cheer. That's what it feels like. It's been entirely peaceful. I spoke with an officer last night. He said there has been 2 arrests in this area, but they were not related to the protests. I don't know what that means specifically. I don't know if that's changed since last night, but for the most part, it's been entirely peaceful and fun. That being said, it seems like the government is going to do everything they can to antagonize the situation and make it worse.
Yes.
And I will say this, while nobody here has any intention of being violent or using force, they are not leaving. I've spoken with many of these truckers. They're ready to die at the wheel. They're not moving until they get what they want, which is a conversation with their representatives,
yeah,
which they have been denied repeatedly since they got here. So to me, it's very disingenuous when the Minister of Transportation, Al Jabara, comes out and says, it's time to leave. We got your point. Minister, if you think that our point has been made and we should just leave, you don't understand what the point of this is at all. You're the Minister of Transportation. We're on a road. Why don't you come down here and talk to these people?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they don't understand at all, it seems like, what's going on here. Is there any talk of starting to tow trucks? Or I'm not sure how much you talk with any of the truckers or anybody given word. What do you know right now?
Yeah, there has been talk of that. All I know is rumors, right? And the rumors that I've heard are they tried getting a major towing company out of Montreal to send, I think it was 10 of one kind of truck and 20 of another kind. And that company only had 8 of the ones that they were looking for.
Hmm.
So even if they could find the trucks they need, the logistics of actually getting them out of here without escalating the situation, I don't know how they can be met. Because like I said, these guys aren't going anywhere. All you have to do is, like, it's really simple too, from, you know, if you're actually on the ground here, which none of the government representatives are, that's why they don't understand this. All you have to do is talk to people. They don't want to fight. They don't want violence. They just want to be left alone, really. And that's why they're here to begin with.
Yeah.
Because the government wouldn't leave them alone.
That's right.
So because of that, they're here and they're staying here until they at least, at the very least, get a discussion with their elected representatives.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think will happen over the weekend here? I was talking to Rage earlier, and he was like, you're also kind of sensing that they will do. They will, at some point, I think the government is going to overstep their boundaries, and they're going to make, I think, a dumb move that's just going to show the rest of Canadians of what these people really, what they believe and what they stand for, that they're against the people at this point. What's your sense?
I think that the government is in a no-win position. I think if they do that and everybody here stays cool about it and just stays the course, they will come across looking very poorly. I also think that, believe it or not, there are a lot of Canadians that support this that are sitting on the couch right now, watching it, cheering it on, but haven't got off the couch yet. I think that if they did try something like that here in Ottawa, you might end up seeing something like we're seeing in Coutts, Alberta, where gets worse, right?
What's your message to them? What would you say to them to get them off their ass? Hong Kong.
They have virtually every RCMP officer in Alberta, and I believe some from Saskatchewan and BC as well, in southern Alberta right now. Oh, and it didn't work, did it?
No.
And I think if I was an RCMP officer, I'd be starting to question what's going on here, because clearly, this is not something that Canadians do lightly. It's not something that historically has, nothing like this has ever happened historically in Canada. I can't think, I'm a student of history, I can't think of anything remotely even close to this.
No, it's true. It's completely a brand new territory, as I say, right? So what's your message to, and Rage, if you want to ask him something, you know, something more specific about something latest or whatever, but what would your message be to the people sitting on their ass for now on the couch at home to get these people involved?
Yeah. You know, I forget who wrote this, but it was getting passed around some Telegram groups this week, and they said, it's great that you support the trucks and the convoys. It's great that you're cheering it on. It's great that you're on the right side. But if you're not off your couch, if you're just enjoying the memes, if you're just, you know, watching the TV and the news and watching them scramble, you're not helping. It's, you know, if you're, you can make content, you can do all these things, but until we get, you know, every single person who is not on board with what this government is doing out in the streets and actively, you know, standing up, so that we can show them our numbers in one location, you're not really helping.
No, And the protests are spreading out too. People need to know, right? We've seen activities in Edmonton. Now we're seeing a convoy approaching Toronto. We have the activity at the blockade in Coutts, of course. So there's multiple locations all over Canada where this is happening right now.
Yeah, that another message I would have to the Canadians that aren't on board with this, that are sitting at home, is: can you not see what's going on here? Do you not? Another way I would put it is, if you can't see the scale and historic importance of what is occurring in our country right now, you simply don't want to. I don't know what reason it would be that you wouldn't want to acknowledge how important this is and what this means to this country, but the only reason you're not seeing it is because you don't want to, period.
Yeah.
You're lying to yourself.
We're getting some, there's a story here just in now about how some tow companies are actually refusing to help the police to remove the trucks, which would be also an ideal situation. I don't think that they just can't deal with the infrastructure of this thing. if you get enough people out there, enough vehicles, there's like, what are you going to do? You're going to bomb them with tanks? Nothing you can do, right?
That's right too, Henrik. Today a story came out. Apparently, the CAF, the Canadian Forces, has said they are not on board with they will not be used to help break this up. I don't know what developed after. You know, that story is about 10 hours old now. But I know they don't seem to be, all that interested in getting involved with this. And I know that, like you said, there are towing companies, smaller towing companies in Ottawa, who have responded quite sarcastically to request to tow some of these vehicles. There are law enforcement officers who seem hesitant to enforce things they're being told to enforce. I don't know. I'm not there, but I have to imagine that some of them are going, this doesn't seem right anymore, right?
That's
there
right.
There's another point to...
Yeah, Reg, did you want to jump in there?
Not really.
Okay. I thought I heard you say something.
The whole thing's just spiraling out of control, and I'm concerned. Well, not concerned, but he's actually the guy that shot the viral video that went around of the guy screeching in the street.
Amazing footage. Yeah,
and they're gonna use this and go, look at the poor victim. You know, look at these poor people. They're being terrorized by these terrorists. Because they'll take I saw a great meme or an artist sketch or something going around. It was a guy with a swastika flag and another guy with a Confederate flag. Like four people, and all the media cameras looking at them and ignoring the 15,000 people behind them. They like to hyper-focus on an isolated incident and use it to, you know, paint a fake narrative. The media is completely out of control. They've so badly discredited themselves that I don't think they're going to survive this either.
No,
I think the government's not going to survive, and neither will the media. Like the legacy media is on its last leg. This is its last hurrah. I would say.
It's a race to the bottom. Who can discredit themselves the most quickest? That's what it feels like to me. To be honest, I was pulling up the footage here too, Fairman, that you caught, which was fantastic. Right, that was hilarious. What is there? Have you seen anything similar up? How are people holding up in the? Jesus. Whoa!
Sorry, what I will say is, there are some very angry people about what's going on here. And, you know, I was on with Derek Rance before I came on here. And I said to Derek, you might be angry if you live in Ottawa and you don't agree with this protest and you think that people should just follow the mandates and you want your life back. You might be angry, but I guarantee you, you're not as angry as someone like me. You drove 37 hours to tell the government how I feel and to be here. You're not as angry as the people who came from the Yukon. You're not as angry as the people who came from Prince Edward Island. There's a level of anger that you don't understand behind this.
Yeah.
Now, that anger has turned into a very tempered rage, if you want to, you know, think of it like that. It's still there, but it's being expressed now in a way that is effective and controlled.
Yeah, the question...
However,
go ahead.
If they continue this, right, it's only going to get worse. So you know, nobody wants to be here to the residents of Ottawa who are not on board with this. We don't want to be here. Like, I don't want to be here right now in minus, you know, 15 degree weather, listening to blaring horns. As much as I'm enjoying, you know, finally seeing some action from the population, I don't really want to be here. I just wanted to be left alone. And now I'm here doing this. So maybe it's time for you guys to get on board and admit that this government is out of control, and it has been for some time. There needs to be change.
You know what? I'd say this. The honking will continue. That's right. You know what? I'll say this. Where we are going, it doesn't matter if there's a shutdown or temporary suspension of the supply chain and maybe food shortages now. Where we're going, where the very people that are doing this to us, that's where we're going to end up anyway. Like, we're not going to have a choice, right? We have to fight back against this. That's how I'm seeing this. That we're, at the end of this day, if we accept what they're trying to push on us, we're done for. I mean, it's over. Like, we'll be controlled. We'll be like cheap in a pen, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, that, and people are wise to that. That's why they're willing to do this. That's why, you know, they've thrown everything behind this. And you want an example? Here's one right here.
There you go. Nice.
People are standing, and it's freezing out. And yeah. They're standing out here with their hands around a fire, you know, and they're not willing to move until something changes.
That's awesome. Alex, we appreciate you joining us. It's great to see some live footage from there and so forth. I know it's hard to hear me as well, but anything you'd like to leave us with, or where do you think is going? What do you think will happen over the weekend? I think, I think if not this weekend, I think by early next week, we'll see a major move by the police. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard the first, you just repeat the last one there. I got stopped there for a second. Somebody came up to you.
What else would you say before we let you go?
Well, I would say regarding tomorrow, to anybody on our side joining these protests, there is going to be counter protests, and it's on you to restrain yourselves from any of the provocation that you might encounter, as much as you can, stay away from it. The ref always catches the retaliator. They never catch the instigator.
Yeah.
And everybody's gunning for us. So you're the one who's obliged to be on your best behavior, not them. And that's for all over, because there are counter protests being arranged in Toronto and other places as well. So it's on us to be the high road people in this. The other thing is, it's going to be fun tomorrow. Actually, I should have shown you guys. People are doing a very good job of turning this into something that's just enjoyable. And I think that's a great idea, because if you make it look fun, people will come out to support it. Well, not even to support it, just come to be part of it, right? And so there's somebody setting up a bunch of bouncy castles and slides and stuff for kids on one of the streets here now. And, you know, jeez, parties and street hockey games. Like, people are really coming out in creative ways to show their support. So if you can contribute to that, it goes a long way. It really does.
You know what?
I'm about to, after I get off, go throw some beach balls into the crowd.
You know what? That's very interesting too, because it shows it's not just like a grievance movement, but there's actually like true Canadians that are coming together and joining over things that are enjoyable. And again, I mean, if you guys are playing hockey, that's your culture right there. You know, I'm from Sweden, so I know all about it. That's what we do, you know, as people, and we come together and do those things. So it's not just grievance. It's actually like, you know, you guys are learning to enjoy yourself as well, and showing what it really means, you know, to be partially, at least, to be Canadian, you know? So it's been great seeing this. I mean, it's been an amazing thing so far, and I hope we can avoid a really bad situation. But again, I think that the government is the one who's going to step over that line. But we'll see. We'll see what happens here, you know?
Yeah, that's another good point, too. So being from Ottawa originally and spending most of my life here, I've been to many dozen, you know, over a dozen Canada Days downtown in my youth. That is the vibe down here. It feels like Canada Day.
Yeah.
It feels like Winterlude. It feels like, you know, some kind of celebration, right? That's the spirit of it. And like all kinds of Canadiana, if you will, coming out, the road hockey, you know, the Freedom Cup, the handing out coffees to each other, the bonfires, the you know, the snowballs, the all kinds of stuff like that, right? It's Winterlude is canceled this year in Ottawa, and we've replaced it with the Freedom Convoy. The nice. Freedom Convoy is the new Winterlude.
That's so awesome. That's
thanks
awesome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, well, tell people before we go where they can follow you, the Ferryman's Toll Telegram. Are you on Twitter as well, or is Telegram the main platform?
Yeah, so it's t.me/ the Ferryman's Toll, or on Instagram at Diagonal Never Dies.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you. Have a good time out there. Stay safe as well, and keep up the fantastic work, you know?
See you soon, brother.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you. See you later. Thanks so much. All right, that's cool. That's awesome, Rage. Thank you for helping set that up, too, by the way. Get some live footage from down there. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'll be back there hopefully in a few hours. So.
You heading back there? Is the plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, what else am I
going to
do?
It's true. Like, this is it.
Down there. Yeah.
And this is it, right? This is the front line of where it all happens. So, okay. So why don't we show some of the videos to get people a little bit up to speed as well. I mean, we had I want to talk about the GoFundMe thing. That's a debacle. But we kind of knew that something like that was coming, to be honest. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The most important thing now is basically for Canada to hold the line. All the Canadians to just like hang in there.
It's very telling that... the way the government conducts itself and how it acts, it has no interest in engaging with the, you know, like when BLM, for example, came to Ottawa, Justin Trudeau went out and marched in the street with them and, you know, did the knee and did the whole, you know, the virtue signaling and all of this stuff. This is the biggest, most unified and culturally diverse movement I've ever seen in this country and in North America probably ever. It's something else. And rather than celebrating that or engaging these people or talking to them, they're attacking all the means that it is functioning. They're going after them financially. They're going after the leadership. They're trying to shut highways down. They just bought up all of the hotels in the city. So anyone trying to come in and trying to find a place to stay, you're going to have to camp out in your truck or find somebody else to stay with because the government has gone ahead and bought all of the hotel rooms. They're pulling on all the stops here, and they're just from the propaganda to the media, they're doing everything they can to shut this down and make it look like something it's not, and it's just reeks of desperation.
Exactly, definitely. I want to play just a little bit from the negotiations talks that we've seen, RCMP and
Coutts,
in Coutts, exactly, the Canadian truckers there. They've been going back and forth a little bit. It's somewhat of a longer clip, so we don't have to play all of it, but just so you guys can get an idea here of what they're talking with and about with the police. And again, I think these Canadian truckers, they see these as working class guys. They're like that you can talk, you know, you can negotiate, you can like, you should be nice to them and so forth. You should. I'm not saying you should not be nice. But I'm saying these people are literally there in the same way that they're in a hostage situation. They want to just talk you down and out of it, basically. That's their job. You know what
it's
I mean?
Insane. They're treating them like an armed militia who's, you know, got hostages.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
And I don't even think in that situation there's ever been the media attention drawn to something like that in this country as this is getting, and never mind the police resources.
Exactly. Tremendous police resources.
It's disgusting.
Here's a little bit from that video, guys. Check this out.
you guys said you wanted to chat to everybody, so some new members are taking over from Chris and Mark from yesterday, and they indicated that they want to address you guys. So go ahead, you guys can introduce yourselves, I suppose.
So hopefully many, if not most, of you guys have recognized Mark and Chris over the last couple of days. We are the new Mark and Chris. I'm Greg, and this is Troy. Our whole purpose, as hopefully you've noticed, is to communicate on behalf of the RCMP. We're interested in finding a way to sort this whole situation out. And right now, our communication to you is that a decision has been made to open up the highway. So we understand that.
What are you going to do about it?
Here is to block it, to keep it shut down. We know that. But the highway has to become open. This is going to happen in the near future. So the plan now is to invite everybody to take the next step. That being, let's get out to the trucks and you can start moving it on your own. It is obviously the best way to sort this problem out.
Yeah, for
if
you.
If we're not able to facilitate that, then we'll be going through and removing the trucks on our own, along with the people associated to it. This is the message that we've been given from the people that are in charge, and this is what we are handing off to you. clearly
from Jason.
The most important thing is that this is done in a safe manner and the most efficient manner. You guys
just make it easy for us, right? That's what I'm saying. Yes. Just give up. Yeah. Leave now.
Yeah, if you could capitulate, that would be great.
It'd be great for us. We can go home. Yeah. You know, we can have we can go home and sit on the couch and watch some shitty show.
I don't know how these guys live with themselves, especially the RCMP.
It's incredible.
At this point, this entire institution is deeply corrupt from top to bottom. It's involved in so many scandals. It's a political police. It persecutes the population. It buries evidence. It murders people. It shouldn't exist. It's completely and entirely out of control. It's got no oversight. The commissioners are appointed politically by the government. Right now they've got Brenda Lucky, who is like this 5 foot tall, obese woman, diversity hire, who is cousins, family relations with the former finance minister of the Liberal government. It's beyond, and they were being, the prime minister's office was being investigated for obstruction of justice interference with or the police investigation, something. They were being investigated for crimes, and then the government simply said, hey, can you stop? And they said, yeah, okay, sure, and they just dropped the whole thing. They're all above reproach, above the law, above criticism. They do whatever they want. I've said before, we're basically Cuba with money. We're a banana republic. There's not really any rule of law here. It's just really depends on how much money you have and who you are, and that's we're incredibly corrupt. People are, I know, so you guys have got a lot of problems there in the States too. I'm tracking, but if you think it's bad there, this place is way, way, way worse. Worse.
I think most Western, at least, most Western European nations are like that, to be honest, at this point. And it's just a matter of, will something kind of reveal that? will it become obvious, or will it just kind of peter along until like it fails or something?
And this whole situation has really highlighted and underscored that and shined a spotlight on it. I said this back in the summertime as this stuff was it's been out of control since the beginning, but it's, been picking up speed. And I said, force a tyrant to act like one. Just simply refuse to comply with unlawful orders and and unethical practices, and then they will reveal. They'll stomp their feet and throw a temper tantrum and do something crazy to try and make you, bend to their will, and it only makes them look worse. And as these guys simply refuse to go home, and the guys in coots refuse to, they're going to do more and more. I'm in contact with guys out there. Some of my buddies are out there in that little convoy there, and there are more and more cops are showing up. There's helicopters. They're trying to cut the communication line. They're telling me that some of the officers were breaking into their trucks and stealing battery chargers, warm clothing, food, and all this kind of stuff in an effort to encourage them to leave.
Make it difficult for them. Yeah, no food. They're cold, right? Yeah, there was a couple of clips. Let's show a couple of clips from there. This, I guess, is somewhat close. Milk River, I think it was. Check this out here.
This is at Milk River.
So you have blockades of the blockade now, because people are showing up with their vehicles, which is fantastic. That's what we need, right? Yeah. Not less of this. We need more of it at this point.
Yeah. More people, people came down to, blockade the blockade. That's right. And they had them surrounded. There was a Paul Brandt, I think is the guy's name. He's a country music singer. I think he's fairly well known out west. He was trying to get a helicopter out. He landed a helicopter to airdrop to bring in some food for these guys.
Nice.
Adam Skelly from if you're familiar with the barbecue incident there last year when the entire Toronto police came, and treated him like it was Waco or something because was trying to sell brisket. Yeah. He's got a small fleet of snowmobiles that he collected, and he was, bombing across the frozen tundra at nighttime, to bring these guys food. So you're seeing people from all over the country just, do whatever they can. It's just, a guy with a restaurant. He said, who's got snowmobiles?
Yep.
And people volunteered and they showed up and they're, this is literally, it's basic. It's as simple as the government is fighting the population now.
Yes.
They have no support at all. You've got some cranky people that don't like the noise and the stuff going on in Ottawa. Well, too bad. Is this inconvenient? They say, you're infringing on my rights. I'm trying to sleep. I'm trying to go shopping. That's nice. Well, you took everyone's jobs away. You closed their businesses. You're pulling families away from, each other. A friend of mine just lost custody of his children because he refuses to get vaccinated. So I don't really care that you're inconvenienced and it's hard to sleep. Put some earplugs in and shut your mouth. I don't care.
Isn't this exactly
you're lucky. This is all it is.
Yeah.
So far.
Isn't this exactly also what they said with all the BLM process? You need to get uncomfortable, right? This is why we're doing this. But see, we are not allowed to do those things. While Trudeau hangs out of the BLM protest, all they have is to call these people names. That's all they have left. Just call them. Well, they have another card, which is utter, you know, tyranny, violence, and you know, sending the military. We'll talk about that in a moment.
I think they want to do that. They asked the military. The military said no. So you know, maybe they'll fire their fifth chief of defense staff in as many years and put in someone else who will do what they're told. Maybe. It's ridiculous.
It's just
watching the country fall apart in real time, and but it's also at the same time coming back to life at the same time.
Exactly,
there's definitely a struggle taking place.
Yeah, and I heard you say that. I think it was when you were in InfoWars. You said, but ironically, the very people that are like trying to they're attacking Canada, attacking the traditions of what it means to be Canadian, all these things, right? The Liberal governments there, and all the global homo progressives, right? All they've done now is actually unify the country in a way that they never were able to. As they're calling everybody just an anti-Semite and an Islamophobe and a racist, you know?
Yeah, all of the things. I actually had a video. There's a friend of mine who is Islam. He's a Muslim guy. He's from Afghanistan. And we did a short video down there, and I put it on all of my stuff on social media, and Instagram banned it for, you know, promoting terrorism or something. Absolutely ridiculous. He had a sign that said, you know, Muslims hate the liberals and this kind of stuff. And
they should, hate speech. Frankly, if they're true to their to their beliefs, they should. This is another clip I want to play here. And of course, this is literally a developing situation as we talk. We saw just the other day, we saw they were doing some kind of gay op, literally some like the tech operation on the cell phone towers in proximity to where the Coots blockade was and so forth. So it's been, you know, hard to know exactly. Maybe enough information isn't coming out. I think, did you know someone who was actually at that spot on location?
I know several guys. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What are they telling you? What are they telling you?
It's tense. It's stressful. And they're worried. They feel the posture of the police is incredible. Is very aggressive. You know, I've been kind of highlighting just look at the video. You mean, you've got a bunch of cops, they're all dressed in black. I don't know when that happened. I remember when I was a kid, they used to be blue and brown uniforms. And, you know, there was no plate carriers and assault rifles and stuff for cops when I was a kid. But apparently, you know, they're very afraid of the population these days. And on the other side of the road, you've got a bunch of just farmers and truckers and guys that are just, you know, dressed like, these are just Canadian workers. And, you know, got like, there it is right there. Look at this.
There they are.
This on one side. And then who's on the other side?
Normal working class guys who are just saying that.
When you flip open a history book in 20 years, like, are you really going to say that they were the good guys? Like, I mean, just visually, you can tell very clearly. Like, what is their crime? What do they do?
Yeah.
They're trying to exercise their right to protest peacefully, and so that warrants sending a tactical team down there.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
We appreciate your chat, guys. I'll get to those in a moment. There's a couple more clips I want to play here. Check this out. Here's the Ottawa police. I think this is like during a Zoom call with some other people here. Talking about the aspect of military help. Listen to this here.
Increasingly, as we see demonstrations, not just here, but elsewhere in the country, where there are efforts by strictly a policing action, we are not as confident as we have been that police alone will resolve this situation substantially, never mind in totality. And it's in that context that I make the statement, there is likely no policing solution to this, but in combination with other efforts, there may be other opportunities to substantially reduce, if not end this demonstration. It is a local demonstration, a provincial demonstration, a national demonstration, and one that has international elements associated to it.
I don't know what that means, right? When you say other than police, do you mean, do you need politics? Do you need military? I don't understand the answer. I understand it's not only police, but then what are those other options that are not police options that we might need?
I think you just listed most of them right there.
And the politicians are not going to walk out there. So he's talking about the military. But you said they probably won't do it. There's going to be an internal division if they're being sent out there. Or like, do you have a National Guard in Canada?
No, well, I mean, we've got the military and the Army Reserve, but it's a shambling mess. That's another thing. It's not that it's funny. They did this during Iraq, the Iraq invasion back in 2003. They said, oh, well, you know, we're just not morally, you know, it was nonsense. We were stretched too thin. We had no more resources to deploy. Everyone was committed to Afghanistan, and that was more than we were able to handle. So yeah. The state of the Canadian military right now is so bad. There's a uniform shortage. There's an attrition crisis. There's not enough. It's completely fallen apart. I know guys doing the jobs of 3-4 people. It's a nightmare. So there's no one to send. You know, they're musing like, oh, we'll send the army. I'm like, go ahead. Wait, who? What? You know, what some army? Of the units I used to work in are on minimum manning now. There's a skeleton crew. We've got most of the able-bodied guys we do have are deployed in Eastern Europe right now. Jeez. Because the Russians.
Which is going to protect Ukraine, so, right? Nationalism for Ukraine.
Because well, as you know, Canada has a very long history of being Ukrainian or something. Why are people should die because Russia's got beef with an area of the. I mean, it has nothing to do with us. In my opinion, I don't think we should have anything to do with that whatsoever. And it's like, there's a war. It's like, yeah, there's gonna be wars all the time. It's human nature. You don't go around getting involved in every single fight, because it. Like, why? I just don't think it's necessary.
Democracy, that's all it's about. Putin is afraid of that wonderful, look what that wonderful democracy has led us, right?
That's the great joke. I was laughing last night on my podcast that they said, on CBC, they said this very seriously, that perhaps Putin is behind this. It could be the Russians because, we're involved in Ukraine. It's, Vladimir Putin is absolutely terrified of our 200 paratroopers we're going to send to Latvia to buy, NATO command a 45-minute window as they're absolutely annihilated. It's ridiculous. Like, it's going to make no difference. Putin's going to do this because, we have no one to send. Like, we don't even have enough men for one single division. It's laughable that they would even care about something like this. And I didn't know. I guess I was a Russian actor this whole time. I haven't been getting paid. The Kremlin's not picking up my calls. I assume they'll pay me, but
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a bad deal so far, for sure. All right, let me do a couple of these chats, and then we'll continue and talk more about what's happening in Toronto as well, or Toronto, as they say in Canada. Niflheim 26X says, "Good evening, Pure Bloods. Good evening, sir. Good to see you. Thank you, Jimmy Fallis. Hello, Henrik and Raging Dissident. Great to see you. Thank you, Jimmy. Evidence honks for honkers. There we go. Nice. I like the name change." Hey, Henrik, respect for keeping things white despite the clownishness, I guess it is. That was where I discovered rage. Much love to my Canuck cousins and to all worldwide Europeans. Cheers from Evidence Violates Community Guidelines. Thank you. Appreciate that. Good to see you. Nice. Always nice to introduce people to new people, especially, local or your area, your country, and so forth.
Yeah. There's not enough of us, what I mean? So it's good that we all network.
But we're growing. It's a great with things like this, it's growing. I mean, we have to keep that in mind. There are still people, and I mean, normie tier that are taking part in demonstrations and protests like this that are just beginning to figure out that the media is lying.
Me, do you think the news is telling the truth at this point? I'm like, wow, man, are you just getting here now?
and some are. That's my point. Like, some are normie tier.
It's like making it to the Battle of the Bulge, and it's like, is there a war going on? Like, where have you been the last month? What do you mean? You're just figuring this out now? Half the country's on fire. What do you mean?
I know. Yeah, that's the sad state of things, but,
better late than never, I guess.
Exactly. It's going to get better from here. Jimmy Fallis says, the rumor I heard was that the towing companies responded with, we have COVID. Yeah, I heard that too. They all called in sick. That's great. Fantastic. More of that.
So it's unsafe. Another interesting thing, I rumor, again, unconfirmed, I don't know, but there's supposedly about 2,300 members of the RCMP that are on sick leave right now. They're stressed. They're too stressed out. They're sick. So, that sounds like a soft mutiny to me. They don't want to participate, so they're deciding that and then it's going to put more strain on the guys that are going to work. And that guy there you saw with the Marine Corps haircut and the high and tight, like guys like that, you're too much of a coward to join the military, so you join the police instead, so you can push people around that don't have guns.
Be a big man.
These militant cops, not a fan.
And you can see it on them, like his disingenuous just demeanor and stuff.
The body language, the way they talk. Yep. I've met 100 of these guys, and I'm just like, you don't impress me, buddy, at all.
They're just Pfizer leftist enforcement army.
Increasingly, as we see demonstrations, but elsewhere in the country.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to play that again. So let's not do that again. Let me do a couple of more here. Who do we have? Squirrel Nuts says, "Fuck him up, boys! Free Ryan Dawson." Was Ryan Dawson censored from somewhere again?
I don't know what's going on. I'm supposed to talk to him and get a hold of him. Things have been so crazy in my life and everywhere else for the last little while. So
I know.
I hope he's not jailed or, banned.
I don't think so. I saw a post from him earlier, I think. But if it's something latest, I got to follow up on it. But thank you for the tip there. I'll definitely look into that. Thank you, Squirrels. Valkyrie Bells says Hong Kong. That's right. Thank you. TrueFX001 says, what's happening with the GoFundMe and police chief press conferences treating truckers and supporters like criminals and threatening police officers who help the truckers with criminal investigations? Yeah, that's all they have left. Cut them off financially, demonize them, call them names. And then if anybody is helping out, they're just thrown to the wolves immediately, you know?
Yeah, and at least we had the advantage of, you know, the mistake, mistakes or whatever, whatever you want to call it, the debacle there that happened down in, you know, Washington last year. We're all kind of hip to it, right? They called me a domestic terrorist, essentially, on the biggest platform in the country. The CBC's The National on Friday night, the last Friday, that just been a week ago now, and Derek as well, you know, he was joking around. You know what I mean? Yeah. They take, like, we're just screwing around. He's like, oh, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing a truck drive. You know, it's like,
no jokes.
No one seriously believes that. We're just shooting, you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
But they use this and they act as though we're very serious and they're all, you know, something's going to happen. And you've got Bernie Farmer, the head of the Canadian Anti-Hate Network, who they're also big fans of ours. And, you know, this is the worst display of anti-Semitism and Nazi propaganda since the 1960s. And there's going to be another Holocaust and all of this kind of stuff. And I was like, this is hyperbolic. This is insane. Like, this guy needs to be locked up. Is that detached from reality? Or they're that shameless in their lies, or both, that it just floors you, you know, to see people this. It's not like it used to be. It's not like the George Bush days where it's like, well, that's not quite true. They would say stuff like, well, wait a minute now. Now they're just completely making it up. Just 100% fabrication, shameless. And they're not going to survive.
And they don't even care anymore. And, you know, Solzhenitsyn said that, you know, we know and they know we know and they know we know. And they just, yet it continues. You know?
Yeah, they continue to lie,
Mika Shrednik says, thanks for hosting Plaid Army, Henrik. Well, I'm very grateful that they're doing what they're doing, and I'm honored to have them here. Cheers. And honks from BC. Honking will continue until freedom improves. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Mika. I appreciate that. Signwolf says, never been more proud to be 25% Leaf. Fantastic. That's awesome. Learning for Life says, the honking will continue until freedom improves. Thank you. Enlightened Despot says, the white pill is now a reality pill. This was inevitable. Yeah. It's a siege. Yeah. Hang in there, brothers. I'm Canadian and actually pulled out a Canadian flag for the first time in years. You pulled it out of the gutter. Exactly.
Yeah. I bought one at a store on the way down there, and I was like, I remember feeling weird about it. Like, I haven't done this. It was weird. It was like dusting off an old friend or something, you know? It was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's back. You know, it's great to see. You know, it's fantastic.
Because until that point, every time I'd seen it, it was just depressing, you know, because knowing what the country had become and what it's turning into, and it was just, you know, I didn't even want to look at it, you know, and now it's become synonymous with what it used to be. And it's a great thing. It's more like, you know, back in the day when we still had a respectable reputation and, you know, did good things.
Yeah. And it shows that it is possible too. Like, there can be a revival of that, the sentiments of standing up for, you know, your countrymen and your country. And, you know, I mean, it's the system that's doing this to everybody, but what makes the country is the people. if the authorities think that it's the documents or the laws or the enforcement of laws that makes the country, they're badly mistaken. It's the people and what they want to run the show, you know?
They're so arrogant that, again, I talked about this last night, that they're literally at the point now where they're not even trying to, they're attempting to bend reality itself, you know, and say that what is, you know, that's not what's happening. This is what's happening. Are you trying to twist the fabric of reality to suit your narrative? Like, have you completely lost your mind? You might be able to get away with some embellishments or, you know, here and there, but to just completely make things up, they're all Nazis. They're all, it's like, but we can go down there and look. Like, there's tens of thousands of people down there taking pictures. Like, that's clearly not true, and everyone's going to figure that out.
Yeah.
How detached in the head are you? Do you have dementia? Like, what do you do? Well, we know Joe Biden has dementia, but how many other people in the media have dementia? This is crazy.
They still think they'll get away with it, I think. Maybe they haven't woken up to the fact that, like, people are onto them or something. They're so isolated. They're in their bubble. They have no touch with reality or common people out there. And they just think, we have the media, we have the enforcement arm, let's just keep pushing and it'll go our way kind of thing. But it's like,
and
no.
It's making it worse. It's like running on a broken leg.
Yeah,
you know, like every mile is making it way worse.
Yeah,
and rather than just taking the loss and sitting down and getting on the ambulance, so I was like, no, I'm going to keep doing like.
By all means, you know, don't interrupt. Don't interrupt when your enemy is making a mistake, right? So keep at it, you know. Pro Patria says, "Privet, comrades, hail Putin." There you go, and that came in Canadian dollars as well. So that's the proof we have funding via Putin from Canada. How about that?
Of course.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hail Putin. Thank you very much, Kremlin, Moscow. Very supportive.
We're carrying water for Putin. That's what we're doing here. Yes. Maternal Maiden says, "Love to Rage and Red Eyes from NS, where our government doesn't allow us to protest with the convoy at the border. We are only allowed to protest with government the way the government says we can. This is why you don't bend your knee. If you do, you'll never stand when it matters the most." That's right. Yep.
Good, that's right. Good. Yeah, they're attempting to make it illegal to protest. They said it'll be $10,000 fine to participate in the convoy or send them money or anything like that, which is illegal. Like, they can't. They've lost touch with reality again. It's everybody's right under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms to go wherever they want. You can go to Ottawa if you want to. You can't. A premier of a province cannot hold his citizens hostage and prevent them from going the other way they want in the country.
No.
That guy should be locked up. He should be in prison. He should be on trial for treason and all kinds of other things. And I think that's why a lot of these people are desperately doing what they're doing, because they're starting to get scared that if they lose control of this, I mean, what happens next, right? Imagine if, you know, we win and we're like, oh, great, you know, we got what we wanted. It's not going to end. We're not just going to go back to normal and go back to watching hockey. Like, people are going to want retribution and justice for the things that have been done to them.
And then imagine when the vaccine consequences, the full consequences of that, you know what I mean?
And they're going to be the fall guys, because the pharmaceutical companies have no liability.
No,
they can do whatever they want, and these idiots fell for it, and they think they're protected, and they think like, oh well, we've got you know, you're going to pick up the phone to Klaus Schwab, and it's going to go do do do. You're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service. Like, you're screwed. Like, they're going to leave you for dead, and I don't, you know, they're dumb.
Yep. They're done. Dog Whistle says, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, brought to you by Pfizer, eh?
Brought to you by Pfizer.
That's right. That's the enforcement arm for Pfizer. The Pfizer leftists, it's incredible how this has panned out. It's who could have ever known. Squirrel Nuts says, Ryan is fine, my dudes. I found you both through him. I appreciate your work. Hashtag free the truth. Okay, that's good to hear. Didn't know if something specific was up, but I guess it's the general... free Ryan Dawson hashtag, not an urgent one.
General,
the normal level of censorship is continuing.
Yeah, Julian Assange or something.
Wife to Hillbilly DLX says, "Hong Kong, looking forward to tomorrow's protest at the Edmonton, Alberta legislature." That's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, all over the place. Do you know anything about NS Nova Scotia? Is that to the east of Alberta? Is it?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. It's the furthest eastern province. It's like a peninsula.
Oh, is it Newfoundland? Is that part of Nova Scotia?
Newfoundland is the island off to the...
Yeah.
We don't go there. No one there speaks English. We don't really know if there's electricity. It's a scary place. It's kind of like the hills have eyes over there. We don't really go there. But next over is Nova Scotia. That's where I'm from initially. And that's where the mass shooting massacre took place last year with the RCMP. Didn't warn anybody. They destroyed evidence and they barred reporters. They wouldn't ask questions. And there's no motive. There's no... You know, it's very reminiscent of the Vegas shooting in a lot of ways where... Hey, a bunch of people died. Nobody knows why. Move on with your lives. Anybody asks questions, we'll put you in jail.
Yep.
So
they do.
The
occasionally,
RCMP doing their thing again as usual.
Yep, they do their gay op, and then we expect to reform society accordingly. Glenn the Chinaman says, "Hail the truckers from down under." That's right. Australia is doing good. To see you, Glenn. By the way, Australia, they're latching on right to this, which is very good. Well, latching on. They're building in momentum globally. Netherlands. Huge protest on the 7th, I believe, of February in each individual European country. The Finnish one, I got a post here earlier just now that there's big protests in Helsinki in Finland. There's all kinds of countries. The Netherlands were doing basically a rehearsal for what they're going to do. And then a week later, on the 14th, they're all going to Brussels to do the same thing, which is fantastic. And the one in America is picking up speed, I believe, as well, despite the censorship, you know, the Facebook pulled their main, page and stuff. And that's why these guys, they have to learn, you can't do it that way. You can amplify your message as much as you can on big tech platforms, but you cannot rely on that to be an organization point, basically.
I've been liking Gab a little bit lately. They're not too bad.
They're fantastic. They're doing amazing work.
Yeah, getting people off of these tech platforms, because they're not armed by it. They're owned by the enemy.
Yeah.
They're not. They can get rid of you anytime you want. So don't get comfortable there. I mean, I still use them, but I fully expect when they ban me, I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Like,
no,
website, if you go to the ragingdissident.com, it's got a bunch of account, like Twitter accounts and YouTube accounts. I just collect them now. It's like badges.
Yeah.
Here's how many people I had when it was banned. Here's another one. That's just what they do. And just shows you how desperate they are, because they don't want to talk. They just want to cut your tongue out.
It's the second to last method that they can use. The only thing they have in the bag. Merc306, cheers, fellas. Great stream, TDS. School to you, Merc. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, cool.
A lot of these guys, yeah.
Awesome. We appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Okay, so Toronto is getting their own freedom convoy. Now, first we had the police chief, I believe, maybe locally there, talking about this. Let's hear him out. Here we go.
As you are aware, the Toronto Police Service, along with our city and emergency response partners and the TTC, is preparing for a convoy for freedom protests in locations around the Greater Toronto Area, including our downtown core, tomorrow, Saturday, February 5th.
And we have footage of them actually starting to show up as well. A lot of farm vehicles in this one.
Yeah.
Check this out. This is great. We'll lower the music there a little bit so we can hear talk over it. Wow. Whatever. But yeah, wow. Look at that. Do you know if there's any activity previously in Toronto? Is this the first?
I think this is just beginning here in Toronto now. I know I haven't in touch with people. There is going to be more of this as well. They say like, oh, well, they're gonna just go home after a couple of days. Do you know how fast or not fast these things go? I read about a guy who drove one of these from like Owen Sound, and from Kit. Like, people are driving from like. In a regular vehicle would be, 5-hour drives and stuff. They're driving like in days at a time in a tractor.
Yeah.
and these are farmers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going anywhere. Because they know if they don't, they've got nowhere to go.
No.
They're going to lose everything. And it's not just the mandates. And again, most of the people are vaccinated that are participating in this. Most of them are. They're just tired of the government and the nonsense. They didn't want to do it in the first place. And every single person you ask, well, why did you get vaccinated? Well, because I felt pressured. I would lose my job, my career, my rights, etc. So they didn't even want to do it in the first place. And, never mind the carbon taxes and the government's completely out of control is just the general sentiment. Everybody wants them gone. This whole thing needs to be fixed. And, you're seeing people come from everywhere, farmers, truckers, nurses, police, you name it. You name whatever group it is, there's somebody down there, especially in Ottawa. I saw, it was like a zoo down there of who's who and whatever cultural background you could find. They're all there. So, especially them calling, it's a bunch of white supremacists.
Yep,
it's like, that's so not even remotely close to accurate. That it's
all they have.
It's laughable.
Yep, that's all they have. I think that's gonna do it. That's going to work. And then they do their photos they staged up with like Justin Trudeau. Those personal photographer showing up and taking a couple of snapshots of the Confederate flag or whatever,
I'm starting to wonder if they've actually just cut them loose, because there hasn't been. So Justin Trudeau is hiding like a coward. Or one of our old prime ministers, John Diefenbaker, used to walk to work, and this guy can't even show his face in his own city. Last I heard, he was in a safe house with our JTF2 commandos, like your SEAL Team 6 guys or Delta Force. Like, he's just right. He's not coming back. Like, I what's the plan here, guys? And when you see them talking on TV, it's like whoever was telling them what to do is no longer picking up the phone, because they've stopped. Their messaging is weeks old. It's still the same. They're still saying it's time to get vaccinated. This kind of stuff. Like, they don't know what to do. There's nothing new coming out of their mouths, and they're just flailing and saying, like, hoping somebody else is going to come fix it for them. So I'm curious as if, their contacts at the UN and these pharmaceutical companies, these billionaires, have just stopped answering their calls or what's going on. But they're clearly, very clearly losing their grip on the situation.
Here's Justin. Look at this here. Still pushing the vax.
The government continues to ignore the frustration. Is the mandate temporary, or is he expanding it?
Conservative Party seem
Whoa.
To continue to not understand is the threat to our supply chains is COVID.
Bullshit.
Not vaccinations. That's why we will continue, as we told Canadians we would in the last election, to encourage strongly all Canadians to get vaccinated, including with mandates for anyone who travels by plane or train. including for members of the public, federal public service, and including for people in federally regulated industries. The way we get through this is through vaccines, and that's what we're going to stay steadfast to.
No, that's literally what is creating the problem. You're going to do more of the problem?
There's evidence to suggest as well he's financially, personally benefiting from this.
Yep. Several companies played it yesterday. Yep. They literally Canada ordered more vaccines per person than any other country, and they're actually getting kickbacks from Pfizer when the more shots they get into arms.
Him specifically.
He's making
money on this. So again, I hope that JTF2 keeps him in that safe house because he's going to be wanted for crimes against humanity and treason here, and I don't want him to get anywhere. And I said this last night too, and this is kind of what it feels like. You remember when during the Iraq invasion? Remember Baghdad Bob?
Yeah.
That's basically the Canadian government.
I saw your meme. Saying,
no, there's no convoy. It's not doing anything, and everything's under control. Everything's fine. As he's hiding in a hole somewhere in a cottage, he's eventually going to get dragged out of there, like Saddam Hussein, if the right things are going.
And he looks kind of weird too, all bloated and like an old lady,
Doesn't look well. He looks stressed out. He looks sick and tired. And I don't think I think he doesn't know what to do.
No.
And they're just saying things like, they're acting as though it's still 6 months ago. It's time to get vaccinated. Like, dude, your country is in revolt. Okay. Borders are being blocked. Highways are being blocked. Store shelves are going empty. The trucking industry is basically coming offline. You fired 30,000 nurses and doctors during a time when you're supposed to need all hands on deck. You don't have enough cops. The military's in shambles. The economy's exploding. We've got $2 trillion or $1.2 trillion or $2 trillion in debt now. It's a laughable, insane number. There's just by any metric you could judge the health of this country. If this country was a person, it's like your body is riddled with cancer, your eyes are falling out, you have parasites eating all of your organs, your bones are turning into jello, like everything is going wrong here.
Yeah.
And he's just saying it's time to get vaccinated. If I was on the opposition, I'd say I want him psychologically evaluated because I don't think he's right in the head.
That's right.
He's not even paying any attention to what's going on. This guy is this is a derelict ship here. There's no one in charge. It's a national crisis, and all he can say is give me money, essentially, is what he means by
Exactly. Yeah. Let me financially benefit as we give you more boosters, which doesn't work, which is like, it's incredible.
So, give me your children.
We're this close to it, basically, right?
They're working on it here. They're already up to down to five-year-olds, I think.
I mean, 6 months year old now. Newborns, especially. It'll be a three-shot regimen for like six-month-old babies. This is literally what's happening in the United States. Sweden just blew. Do you see that? Sweden just stopped all the vaccines for, I think, 5 to 12 year olds, I believe the age range was, or 17 year olds, even maybe.
I think the UK too. I think the writing's on the wall, and a lot of these, again, it takes a long time to get these lawsuits and these studies and these lawyers and stuff to get, but it's happening. And I think Boris Johnson was one of the first ones. I think he's as terrible as he is, he's not stupid, and I think he recognizes where this is going, and he's trying to get off see that. You're going to start to see Ryan starting to flee the ship, and I bet as long as this continues and if it escalates and he sends the RCMP to do something horrible, which is what I think is going to happen next, because they've done it before. They'll do it again. They're a soulless organization that will do, the leadership of that place doesn't care. They know he's not going to stick around. Justin Trudeau's finished, I would say. His cabinet is finished. So the people, then it's the second and third tier people. Like, do you want to go down with the ship or not? They're politicians. They're selfish. They're self-interested, and they're not going to want to. And they're going to start to, they'll sell them out. They'll, they're going to jump ship on them. And this whole thing is going to come apart here in the next few weeks. I'll be interested to see what kind of state this country's in 28 days or so.
Yeah, and I said to you before we started, like, let rip off that Band-Aid. It's better, the quicker and the faster and the more extreme in a way. No, I mean, in a sense of overreach by government, right? In a way, the better, because this will just truly expose it for what it is. It's a house of cards. And again, as it gets more angry and want to find someone to blame for this, it will spurge out. But my message is, hold the line, stay calm. There's a million things that could and probably will happen along the way here, which people haven't even thought of, before. Of like getting if you can inject some kind of sanity into the situation and actually start getting some kind of like investigation, why did the governments do this? Holding people accountable and so forth. All the stuff that's happened along the way, including people getting fired and all that stuff. And that's part of what the truckers are trying to change, right? You fired someone for not taking this experimental medical technology, and that should be they should be restored to their position. That's just one of the things.
To say nothing of the people that have been injured by these vaccines, and they're pretending that it doesn't exist. And it's like every one person or family that you destroy has a ripple effect, and they tell people, and other people hear about it. And it doesn't happen in a vacuum. Like, people talk, and it gets around, and you know, sooner or later, it's like a dam breaking. You know, it's going to just become common knowledge. And all of these people need to be investigated. They need to be put on trial. And you know, when I'm confident they'd be found guilty, they should be punished severely. Yeah. I mean, maybe bring back the death penalty. I would, you know, in Canada, I think they should be hung for what they've done. But, you know, I'm not a lawmaker, and it's not up to me, but that's just my opinion.
Yep. All right. We play that clip with the old lady, I think it was in the gym or something, saying, Trudeau, you're committing treason. Do you hear the clip? You know what we do with people who committed treason? They're hung. She said, it's a base grandma. All right.
It used to be.
Holy shit. Yeah, exactly. So Jason Kenney here. He's premier in Alberta, is that what he is?
Yeah, like a governor, yeah.
Early next week, the COVID cabinet committee will approve a plan to lift restrictions, starting with the restrictions exemption program, he says. Do you believe this? Are they actually doing this?
This guy's flip-flopped a few times. I wouldn't trust anything he says, and I would say that these guys have to stay keep the pressure on, increase the pressure, and more and more and more until this is done, until it's enacted and it's written. And they should even go further than that. It's like, I want this written into law that you can't ever do this again.
Exactly.
I want it done. I want it lifted, gone. Okay, now it's all done. All right, then you know, the boot comes off your face, but not a minute before.
It feels like we're witnessing the one step back of the two step forward, basically. And then immediately we'll be something new, or with no new variants, so lockdowns again, you know, kind of thing.
And they tried this with the guys in Ottawa. I knew they would, and thankfully they are, you know, they're not fools. You know, they're like, well, we'll lift the mandates for the truckers. How's that?
Yeah.
They're like, no, we want them forever. And their memorandum, they're, you know, what the media was calling a manifesto, along, you know, talking about terrorists and mass shootings and all this kind of stuff. Their manifesto is that they want all the mandates from every province, territory, and city everywhere, from, you know, British Columbia to Newfoundland, the entire country gone, all the testing, all the mandates, all the passports, all of it, get rid of it all. And everyone that's lost their job as a result, as a consequence of these things, to be reinstated immediately.
Yeah.
And they're not going anywhere until that's done. And I don't think that's unreasonable. And I don't think that's something that shouldn't be talked about at this point, especially when you've got, they're polling the majority of the country. It was 55% yesterday. It's probably going up 1% a day. It swung 15 points in just a week and a half. 55% of the country wants this to be over. They want all this stuff to go away.
Yeah.
And they're acting as though, you know, it's, you know, 40 people downtown LARPing as, you know, the second SS or something. It's ridiculous.
It's true. Freedom Convoy seeks legal help after GoFundMe suspends fundraisers. So, latest I saw was, again, it was, we had that councilwoman call. It was two women sitting in some Zoom calls, played it Wednesday, right? We need to call, you know, suspend this. These mercenaries out on the streets are being funded, literally what you said, right? And of course, immediately, GoFundMe, as the dumbasses they are, you know, put it under review, basically. Have you heard what's the latest? Are they not? They're not going to release the money. I would assume that's what's going to happen here.
It was frozen once before. I think they were trying to verify like where it's going, and you know, for fraud, and kind of considering the amount that it had been getting. They kind of launched an investigation, and then it was released again. And I think they did release a few million dollars to them.
Oh, okay.
And then now it's being frozen again, a second time or a third time, because of these people trying to basically steal their money. And you know, the police are also starting to give up. They're ticketing people now, and they're doing this kind of stuff. So that's crazy. The scary thing, right? Like, I don't think they can. Again, they can't win. Like Alex was saying earlier, they can't win. They can either lose faster or lose more slowly. But there's not really any way out of this. They got no moves. Their only good solid move is to just surrender and just give them what they want, because it's an unwinnable battle here. Unless you're planning to fight physically all of your own people,
like, and kill the people. And I mean, again, I don't want to alarm anybody, but we can't put that as in the impossible category here, because many of them want us dead, you know.
Yeah, we do live on Earth after all, and these things do happen.
It's true. Wouldn't it be the first time a government has turned on its population? Put it that way.
They're not intelligent. Is the problem? They're malignant narcissists. You've got people like Chrystia Freeland, Justin Trudeau.
Yeah,
she's not there anymore. But like Catherine McKenna, like just the quality of the people they have in there. Or Jagmeet Singh, they're malignant narcissists, and they only care about themselves. They're completely detached from reality, and they think that they can just impose their will on people. And when you corner somebody like that, and they'll become unpredictable. Maybe they may try to do something really insane.
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me. Like, would you put anything past this guy? I wouldn't. No. Considering some of the things he's gotten away with in the past and how desperately they're trying to cling to power here. I mean, they show no sign of even remotely entertaining the idea of admitting they were wrong about anything ever.
No.
He'll apologize for things that, you know, he apologizes for everything, but things that didn't happen or things that are irrelevant. But when it comes to, you know, subjugating and oppressing the lives of, you know, 38 million people in this country, it's all, you know, full steam ahead for these people.
Fucking maniacs. Ottawa police working with federal intelligence agencies for enhanced intelligence operations and investigations against convoy. And I saw a tweet thread here from the Ottawa police, right? We're implementing a surge and contain strategy in Ottawa's downtown neighbors to further protect neighborhoods, restore order, and prevent unlawful activity. And this thread kept going on and on, and that it was an interesting portion here where they were talking about how they will, let me see here, where is it? A surge of police officers will result in enforcement to restore public safety. This includes increasing investigation enforcement and charges for all criminal acts related to hate, they list first. What? Harassment, assaults, including spitting, intimidation, and mischief, right? And then here it is, the line here. Enhanced intelligence operations and investigations. National, provincial, and local intelligence agencies have increased efforts to identify and target protesters who are funding/supporting/enabling unlawful and harmful activity by protesters. And then they go on to say, investigative evidence gathering teams are collecting financial, digital, vehicle registration, driver identification, insurance status, and other related evidences that will be used in criminal prosecutions. They're desperate. Yeah. Desperate.
They are incredibly desperate. And the same guy, he's clearly been talked to, because yesterday or the day before said there's been zero arrests, there's been zero incidents in a week. There is no assaults, there is no hate crimes, there is no spitting, there is no violence. There's not even, the guys they're shoveling snow down there, and they're actually picking up garbage and neatly placing it in piles for the city garbage collection people to pick up. It's, you know, look, what are you talking about, man? They're just saying these things. This is what they do. They put things in the media that makes it sound, you know, it's strategically placed wording to make it sound as though if you didn't know what was happening and you just read that thread, you would infer and assume that that is what's taking place down there. Yeah. In fact, it's the opposite of what's taking place. I can't wait to get back down there. These guys are just, they're liars, man. And I don't know what's going on with these people and what they think. I don't know how they live with themselves at all. You know, and the irony that they say that, you know, these people are unlawful. They're this, they're that, they're terrorists. One of our demands is that we would like the police to do their job. Which is uphold the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is being trampled all over by this government, and they've done nothing to stop it, and they've done nothing to protect the population from these people. And now they're going to tell us that we're the ones that are no, you guys have failed utterly to do everything that you're hired and paid and trusted to do.
Yeah.
And that chasm, that wound in the public trust, is never going to go away. And I don't see how. I think a lot of these police forces are going to have to be, you know, disbanded and rebranded, and leadership has to be fired and retrained and repopulated with different people. Because how do you trust these people going forward after what they've done?
You can't. You can't. And again, we need to go a step further. We need to ensure that these people never again end up in a position of holding this kind of power. That's what needs to be. It needs to stop. This needs to end. It needs to be over. That's the only option here. Only option.
Yep.
Get these fuckers out of here and do not admit them into these positions of power ever again.
Yeah. They need to be investigated. They need to be prosecuted. They need to be dealt with. You can't just, what are they going to do? They're going to say sorry and we're going to go back to work?
Yeah, like, back to normal. Look, we were in a shitty situation before this began. But them retracting everything that has happened over the last 2 years would just mean that we were going back to a really shitty situation. It's not a win. It's not a win. You know what I mean?
It's the one step back, like you said.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of criminal gangsters. They've proven that. So you can't allow them to maintain any kind of power at all. They need to be removed. Yep. They need to be dealt with. They need to be put in prison.
Yep. Legally, do a tribunal, whatever you have to do, right? Yep. But go through the legal processes. We're not saying anything else here. Do it in the right way, but hold them accountable. Hold them responsible. Yes. And the people who have been part of this, the whole chain of command along the way, all of them need to be held accountable. Investigations,
And if there's no justice, I mean, how, again, there's no public trust. And if there's no public trust, you've got chaos. You've got a dangerous place to live, a dangerous society. Nobody wants that. I want to be able to trust my police officers. I want to be able to trust that the people we pay a lot of money to run the country and make decisions know what they're doing and aren't selling us out for some pharmaceutical companies and aren't taking bribes and kickbacks and, you know, through the back door so they can try and, you know, do stuff to my kids. Like, I don't think that's a lot to ask. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah.
Demand, you know? And I don't think that's unachievable either. I think there's enough of us good people in the world that can manage our affairs without these, you know, these evil psychopaths meddling in everything and taking advantage of our apathy, which is why we've gotten to this place. And now finally people are actually taking some action and getting involved here, and they're panicking and freaking out, and they don't know. Well, we've gotten away with so much for so long, and I guess eventually they're going to have gone too far now, and now everybody's coming online, and it can't be stopped, and they don't know what to do about it. And I have no suggestions for them except surrender. That is my only advice, because it's the only thing you're going to get. It's your only option, really.
Yeah, it's true. Cocaine honk jobs is quoting Benicio Mussolini here. He says, fascism is when truckers honk their horns for long periods of time. That's right. There you go. It's been redefined. So thank you. That was great. Zodiac Z34 says, Elections Canada reported that 205, I saw this actually, and I was meaning to put it in, but you know, that 205,000 votes were lost last election. Yes. Castro is illegitimate.
Which is higher than margin of defeat.
Exactly. And they say, oh, we're so sorry, I think they said, or something. The Elections Commission or whatever, like, we're sorry about this, you know. I'm telling you, no one is voting for these people anymore. In the same way that some voted for Biden, but like the greatest victor in American history of electoral victory. come on.
For the least popular president in history. It's funny how that happens. Maybe America just hates itself. It's a weird case of Schadenfreude or something.
That's true. Yeah,
America's got massacre.
Burn it down, you know. Yeah. Let's do this. Merck 36. Yeah, exactly. Merck 36 says, tutandet kommer att fortsätta tills friheten förbättras. That's right. The honking will commence until the freedom improves. Thank you, Merck. I appreciate that. Didn't know you're new Swedish.
He must have translated that. He's not Swedish. What's going on here? Merck, how'd you do that?
That translated right. You know, that's good. That's good. Frank Mack says, hey, Henrik, we really appreciate all the positive and accurate coverage of this global pushback. Well, thank you. We're trying the best we can here to get it as accurate and as much factual information as possible. And sometimes that's hard because it's just so much, like they're throwing... smoke, basically, smoke and mirrors. It's like a bunch of scams in front of us. Information, literally misinformation campaigns being put out there, as we've seen with the accusations of all these people on location and so forth. But we're trying. We appreciate that. Frank says, continuing here, we're not backing down here in Canada. Inspire others to stand up for freedom. Great dynamic with Jeremy and yourself. Get talking. Thank you. Cheers. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Valet, a couple of more here. Big respect for getting Ron Unz and some Canadian guests on the Freedom Convoy. I listen to interviews from the Red Ice Archive while I work on my computer, so I hope you have more, a few more like them on the way. Let's go Canada. Yeah, we're going to pick up the interviews a bit as well. At this point, it's really a matter regards to if people are dumb enough to read like the smear articles about us, or just say, you know what, they seem cool, I'll come on and talk with them. Basically the only thing now, you know what I mean?
That's kind of the thing, you know. I mean, I just rely on, like, I'll let my people that know me, right? Yeah. And they know who I am. And, you know, if you want to believe what you read in the media, like Russell Brand said that about a couple of our guys, actually. Yeah. It made all of him. He's like, if you believe the media, have a little think first. Maybe have a little think and then go. Yeah, like you're reading, well, I heard this. It's like, where did you see that? Well, it was in the news. Oh, it was.
That's right. Yep.
Really? News? You know, come on, man.
Most trusted name in news.
Right? News. Yeah, at all. There's nothing weird. They have no agenda. No.
The pressure is so high. If they are not personally involved and know that it was a lie, they still end up tending to believe it, you know? Yeah. It's kind of hard to go. Enlightened Despot says, right on, Henrik, we'll never forget. I'm totally for a fair trial. Short, but fair. There you go. Thank you.
Like Ceausescu. He had a trial. It was fair.
Cam is... I want one of those trials of... how do we know she's a witch? You know, if she floats in the water,
I
don't mean it. Well, I got better. It's amazing. Better. That's the best trial ever.
Better anyway.
Camus Jigger says the left-wing media in the the left-wing media in the country is obsessed with the 90% vax rate. They won't stop until everyone is penetrated. That's right. Needle raped. Yeah.
Jigger is a slur I invented because it's a combination of two other words, because we're not welcome. You know, you can't fly on planes. You can't go into businesses. You can't, you're not allowed around here. So we're just,
so you're a jigger.
Dirty jiggers up here. Yeah.
There you go. Jiggeredly. Is that also the same? A type of behavior. It's nothing to do with the, man, time is flying so fast. I'm not sure what to cover here next. Why don't we do this? We had some stuff about the vax issue and all that kind of stuff, right? We talked about the pedophile professor was at it again, which is crazy, right? Let me see if I can find that. We're going to run out of time. I'm going to need to actually cut it a little bit shorter today. Usually we go for 2 hours or so, but the weekend is booked up for us here, and we're taking some time off for the weekend. So no Weekend Warrior on Sunday, but we'll do something on Monday or Tuesday instead, like a member stream or something, guys. But yeah, so we're very busy over the weekend, so we're going to take off here soon, maybe like take 15 minutes or so. But a couple more things I think we can squeeze in. We have to play the thing about Russia, the false flag thing that they're making up. Did you see this one? Maybe we can squeeze in both here before we wrap up. SYNU professor, it's a mistake to think pedophilia is wrong. The claims that there are evolutionary advantages to child-adult sex. It's every single time. It's just, it continues to be pushed. This is very important to them, I think, to break down this barrier in people that people have. Yeah. Like, no, this should be criminalized. Yeah. They keep trying, right? Over and over and again. They keep trying.
That's a red line for me that I am not even going to entertain a conversation about that. No, anyone even brings it up, I'm immediately very suspicious of this person, and I think they need to be evaluated psychiatrically and perhaps jailed, because they're probably a pedophile themselves. There is absolutely no excuse, no reason, no benevolent reason why, you know, prepubescent children should be sexually engaged in any way whatsoever for any reason, and they're obsessed with it. They're obsessed with the drag queen story time. They need to have sex education at 5 years old or young. Like, why do you care? You know, that it's, and that is the question. Why? Explain that. Like, what is your obsession with this? We know what it is, and they won't admit it. And this has been something that they've been, you know, conspiracy theorist people have been at for years. Like, this is a doorway. This is a gateway to what they're really after. Yeah. They want to legalize. They want to, you know, decriminalize pedophilia. And they want to lower the age of consent over and over and over. Yeah.
That's because most of them are pedophiles. But what other explanation can you give?
Exactly, right? And it's that. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I mean, that is true. There is a lot of them.
That's
like
an epidemic.
You think they're not? Like, look at the Epstein case, man. Like, it's sometimes extreme people. That's the norm.
Yeah.
This is how they control people. This is how they run their little networks.
Especially those who are like close to kids and, you know, in those types of environments. Unfortunately, it's a different time, you know, when we grew up. You know what I mean? SYNU
Trudeau's got history. He's got a non-disclosure agreement signed with some young girl, 13, 14 years old, paid her millions of dollars to their family to keep quiet.
Wow. Not surprised.
You know, and his Aga Khan's island that he liked to go hang out with at the ethics professor.
Is there any?
Is a breach? Is next door to Epstein's?
I was going to say, is there any Epstein connection with Trudeau? Is there?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I haven't looked into it, but I, you know, maybe Ryan Dawson could find out. He's the expert on that.
Fredonia professor Stephen Kirshner teaches. listen to this: libertarian philosophy. Why don't you just call it? Libertarian philosophy or you know, libtard philosophy and applied ethics. Oh, I don't see. No, what is it? The same thing. What is this aversion we have to eating human meat? There's no logical explanation for it. Why, we should just start right now. Why, we need to do away with these kinds of instincts that we have that tells us that when you hear a body screams this, you know, from the very same people that, like, you know, consent, right? It's the most important thing. We need to push kid diddling as a normal sexual.
This is crazy what he said. Imagine an adult male wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl that she's willing. A very standard, very widely held view is that there's something deeply wrong about this.
Yeah.
It's wrong independently. It's wrong independent of it being criminalized. Yeah, yes, it is very wrong. It's instinctually, obviously wrong. That's like, hey, why can't we just murder 5-year-olds? Like, can we just do that? Like, what if the 5-year-old's like, yeah, I want to die. Like, I should just be able to kill them, right? I mean, everybody's fine with it. To even make these arguments, are you even a human being? Like, how are we the same that this is even in your head as a possibility? It's
incredible.
Mind-blowing. Like, we can't be the same. We can't coexist with people like this.
No, no. There's no argument. There's no leniency for this. This is just, you're out. That's it. You're out. That's it.
Cast away on the ice floe with some wolves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, send them to Madagascar and build a wall or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so we can listen to the first one. There's two clips, but let's listen to him here.
An adult male wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl. Imagine that she's a willing participant. A very standard, very widely held view that there's something deeply wrong about this, and it's wrong independent of it being criminalized. It's not obvious to me that it is, in fact, wrong. I think this is a mistake, and I think that exploring why it's a mistake will tell us not only things about adult child sex and statutory rape, but also about fundamental principles of morality.
There you go. These are the arbiters of relativity, right? And I don't mean the scientific relativity, but everything. Remember, the very same people who are like, these are evil white supremacists, race. There's no arguing with these people. They're evil. They've always been this like, this is morally, it's ambiguous. It's kind of a gray zone. Good and even doesn't really exist, right? It's just up to what we make it up to be, right? Wow. Yeah. Incredible.
I mean, I think we should seize Epstein Island and turn it into, we'll keep it as Pedophile Island and they'll send them there. What they don't know is it's going to be like a new version of like The Running Man, and they're just going to be, hunted for sport on pay-per-view.
I'd watch that.
I would watch that show. I think that would be great. And you got different national teams. You got the American team, the British team, like who can kill the most pedophiles and, how many hours of time, and have them running loose in the woods with night vision. It would be great. You could place bets, maybe. You could have sponsorships.
That's right.
Sponsored by NASCAR. It could be a whole new thing, I hope that in the future that could be something we could do. But
that would be really good. It could be
brought to you by Pfizer.
And when they're caught, they're held down and they're injected with mRNA boosters, and then
that's right.
Then we get some ISIS guys to saw their heads off.
Oh man! So let's do this one, and this will I want to keep going here because this is a great show and it's great to have you here. But let's do this as a last story here. U.S. State Department push Sandy Hook-style conspiracy theories, says that Russia is plotting a false flag attack with paid actors. So this is, I haven't seen this video yet. Let's check this one out, the first one. And then we have one where actually Ned Price, who's the spokesperson at the United States State Department, launching this thing. And remarkably, he's actually getting pushback from a reporter, which is like never happens. It's incredible. But let's check out this video here first.
Amid rising tensions between Russia and the West, President Joe Biden formally approving the deployment of 3,000 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe in the coming days.
This force is designed to deter aggression and enhance our defensive capabilities in frontline allied states.
The additional forces are separate from the 8,500 U.S. personnel placed on heightened alert last week and include 1,000 troops currently based in Germany, repositioning to Romania, with another 2,000 troops deploying to Poland and Germany from the U.S.
These are not permanent moves. They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They are going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
The decision comes as diplomatic talks with Moscow are proving ineffective, with Russia continuing to build up forces along the Ukrainian border and issuing
They're trying to pretend that moving your own army inside of your own borders should be illegal. you can't put them close to someone else's border. As long as you're inside of your own territory, you can do whatever the hell you want, right?
That's right. And it's so ridiculous. The fact that, Putin, I've talked about this before as well, like the fact that they think that they can, they're really going to go to, they're going to throw down with this guy. I mean, you've got people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, like Nancy Pelosi, like who's running the United States right now? And you think you're going to, like this guy was on the streets of Leningrad and clawed his way up to the top of the KGB and then became president of the Russian state, which he's held on to for how long? Like, he's not an idiot. He's not a dumb guy.
No.
He wasn't placed there because he was rich or had a, powerful daddy or something like that. Our militaries are obese. They're worried about drag queen story time. They're doing, transgender inclusion. They're signing their professional emails from the DOD and stuff with they/them pronouns and this kind of shit. And you want to go fight the Russians? Like, are you out of your mind? And all the ships are rusted out. There's attrition problems. You're bankrupt. We're bankrupt. We've been fighting, running around doing nonsense for 20 years. They haven't been. And then there's also the Chinese to consider and worry about. Like, this is, and why? Because Joe Biden's pipeline project is being threatened in the Ukraine? Is that what this is about? It's absolutely absolutely ridiculous and insane.
Partially. It is ridiculous. So check out this clip here. Here's just an amazing conversation between the head of the U.S. State Department and a journalist, I think an AP reporter, who actually is speaking up. But listen to the accusations. This is incredible here.
We have previously noted our strong concerns regarding Russian disinformation and the likelihood that Moscow might seek to create a false flag operation to initiate military activity. Now, we can say that the United States has information that Russia is planning to stage fabricated attacks by Ukrainian military or intelligence forces as a pretext for a further invasion of Ukraine. One possible option the Russians are considering, and which we made public today, involves the production of a propaganda video, a video with graphic scenes of false explosions depicting corpses, crisis actors pretending to be mourners,
what?
And images of destroyed locations or military equipment, entirely fabricated by Russian intelligence.
Sheed.
To be clear, the production of this propaganda video is one of a number of options that the Russian government is developing as a fake pretext to initiate and potentially justify military aggression against Ukraine. We don't know if Russia will necessarily use this or another option in the coming days. We are publicizing it now, however, in order to lay bare the extent of Russia's destabilizing actions towards Ukraine and to dissuade Russia from continuing this dangerous campaign and ultimately launching a military attack. Russia has signaled it's willing to continue diplomatic talks as a means to de-escalate, but actions such as these suggest otherwise. We will continue to diligently work together with our allies and partners to expose Russian disinformation and other hybrid tactics used against Ukraine. We continue to work to prevent any effort Moscow might make to justify further military action in Ukraine. We again urge Russia to stop its destructive and destabilizing disinformation campaign, to de-escalate tensions, and to engage in diplomacy and dialogue.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing right now. You're engaging in diplomacy. Listen to this, Harold.
Okay, well, that's quite a mouthful there. actions such as these suggest otherwise. Suggest, meaning that they suggest they're not interested in talks and they're going to go ahead with some kind of a... What action are you talking about?
One, the actions I've just pointed to. The fact that Russia continues to engage in disinformation campaigns.
You made an allegation that they might do that. Have they actually done it?
What we know, Matt, is what I have just said, that they have engaged in this activity, in this planning activity. But let me because obviously this is not the first time we've made these reports public. You'll remember that just a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry, made what report public?
If you let me finish, I will tell you what report we made public. We told you a few weeks ago that we have information indicating Russia also has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. So that, Matt, to your question, is an action that Russia has already taken.
It's an action that you say they have taken, but you have shown no evidence to confirm that. And I'm going to get to the next question here, which is, what is the evidence that they... I mean, this is like crisis actors, really? This is like Alex Jones territory you're getting into. What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Matt, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified. I think...
Where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
I just delivered it.
No,
you made a series of allegations.
Would you like us to print out the topper? Because you will see a transcript of this briefing that you can print out for yourself.
That's not evidence, Ned. That's you saying it. That's not evidence. I'm sorry.
What would you like, Matt?
I would like to see some proof that you can show that.
Matt,
I've been doing this for a long time.
I know, that was my point. You have been doing this for quite a while. You know that when we declassify intelligence information, we do so with an eye to protecting sources and methods.
Is not going
to
fall. I remember a lot of things. So where is the declassified information?
It was not going to fall.
Coming out of your head and saying...
Matt, I'm sorry you don't like the format, but we have
declassified. It's not the format, it's the content.
I'm sorry you don't like the content. I'm sorry you are doubting the information that is in the possession of the U.S. government.
No,
what I'm telling you is that this is information that's available to us. We are making it available to you in order for a couple reasons. One is to attempt to deter the Russians from going ahead with this activity.
Two, I'm just saying I have information to suggest to that I just say whatever I want.
Apparently.
Like, well, I've got the information, I've got documents, I've got things. It's,
yeah,
it's there. I just
told you. This has always been an attempt on the part of the Russian Federation to fabricate a pretext.
Yeah, but you don't have any evidence to back it up other than what you're saying. It's like you're saying, we think we have information the Russians may do this. But you won't tell us what the information is.
That is the idea behind deterrence, Matt. That is the idea behind deterrence. It is our hope that the Russians don't go forward with this.
When you're asked what the information is, you say, I just gave it to you. But that's not what...
You seem not to understand. You seem not to understand the idea of deterrence. We are trying to deter the Russians from moving forward with this type of activity. That is why we're making it public today. If the Russians don't go forward with this...
It's the Russians that are doing deterrence.
Was that?
I said, ironically, it's the Russians that are doing deterrence. This whole thing is because they're trying to build, you know, short-range missiles inside their borders.
Of course.
Right on the Ukrainian border. Like, can Russia build intercontinental ballistic missiles like on the hey, let's just slam those in Coots, Alberta. How about that? We're going to put a bunch of missile silos in Coots, Alberta, and aim them at the United States. How dare you?
Yep.
Russia. It'd be the same. Right? You want to put missile systems in Eastern Europe. That's a security threat to the Russians.
Yeah.
They're not doing that anywhere. The United States is still flying nuclear-armed, bombers and stuff through Russian airspace. The Russians aren't doing that.
No,
they're to say that they're provoking anyone is absolutely insane. And
they think they'll be able to talk them way into giving so that Russia will just surrender and let them do whatever they want. That's what they're hoping for.
Apparently, by the way, evidently now, I'm not that old. I'm 35, but I remember 9/11 and I remember everything since then. So now, crisis actors and false flags are a thing.
Totally legitimate.
They do happen.
Okay. Yep.
Because I was told that was crazy nonsense and stupid talk, and that's nonsense.
It's crazy conspiracies. Russia mocked U.S. false flag video, accusing us as delusional, right? Because it's just fabricated. If there's no proof, what can you do? Like, we have information. Okay, well, what is that? How did you obtain that? Who said that? What is it? You know,
who makes fake video? Who makes fake beheading videos?
Yeah.
Who makes fake? Who is that? Someone's real expert at making fake propaganda videos. I can't remember who it is, but.
It's and again, to think that this is the machine, if you will, and I'm super glad this reporter did what it did here. Obviously, it's a great job this is the machine that like wants to drag our sons and daughters to go to war, like drag us into war about this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And total insanity, right? But as you said, I mean, you had to put your hand on the finger on it. And this is not because I'm like super pro, you know, Russia and I want them to take over Ukraine. It's not about that at all. It's like, you know, it's just a point that is like clearly. NATO and the West are antagonizing this situation in the hope that Russia will make a move so that they can do what they want to do against them. You know what I mean?
It's kind of a micro-macro of what you're seeing in Canada here with the state of, they're trying to antagonize the truckers and stuff into doing something so they can justify what they really want to do to them is throw them all in jail and use force to disperse everyone.
Yeah.
They would love to have a good reason to, attack the Russians or do something to, like...
Yeah.
It's just, it's also stupid. And again, it's like, why does this have to do with us? Like, Ukraine's pretty far away.
Yeah.
We have no obligations to these people. Like, what do we have a long-standing history of being, and a part of the part of Ukraine they're fighting over is ethnically Russian.
That's true.
Crimea was like 99% ethnically Russian. They all speak Russian. They all self-identify as Russian. Like, who cares? Like,
yeah.
That's so stupid. Well, he's taking over. Like, I don't care. I care about the people in our heads of government that are literally oppressing our own people, destroying our economies. And
Canada has this twofold thing. That's where, as you said, here's where this ties in. They're literally saying that Putin is afraid of a democratic Ukraine. That's one of the talking points, right? He's suppressing his own people. He's not allowing them, the people, to choose and stuff like that, right? Just like literally while you're like oppressing the people in your own country. It's like the worst. It's incredible.
I'm not like a Putin apologist or anything like that. I'm saying he's the best guy in the world or anything.
Sure,
I'm not pro World War III.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't think that's a good idea, especially considering it's over nothing at all.
Yeah.
That has anything to do with anything. If the Ukrainians and Russians want to fight each other, then that sucks for them, but it has nothing to do with us.
No, no, definitely not. Let me take these super chats here, boys and girls, and then we can actually wrap up here. Anderson Paladin says, Biden accidentally joined the convoy getting milk, and he won't stop honking. There you go. Valet said, the Canadian way is we have the natives hollow a canoe out of him and see if he can be laddened with furs down the Ottawa River. There you go. Nice. Yeah, I would like to see, I'd pay to see that too, by the way.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Here's a Muslim bigot joining in. The most,
hey, buddy.
The most racist I've ever experienced in my life as a Muslim, as a person of color, is 110% from leftists and liberals. Everything they do is from the lens of racism. They think they think because I'm a POC/Muslim, I'm too dumb to get voter ID or to know how to use the internet. They also say he's being tokenized. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that, yeah. I mean, that's what it's. You can't make it up in terms of like how they literally put these people in a victim category to use them as a sledgehammer and as literally as a hammer and a sickle against Western societies. You know what I mean?
I would feel very insulted if I were them too. You know, any of these people, right? They hijack things like BLM and so on to make it seem like they don't care about these people. They don't care about the indigenous.
No, they don't care at all.
It's just a means to an end. And when you're done being used up, they'll just throw you under the bus into the gulag with everybody else, as history can confirm.
Yep. That's why I think I'd love to see more, people who are in our countries who are not ethnically belonging to the country that they're in, would, instead of becoming a pawn of this very system, that they, you know, understand how they're being used and played, essentially. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But we're all being attacked by the same thing.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, well, thank you, man. Zodiac 34 says anyone who has donated to GoFundMe gets refunds or get refunded. They've officially stopped the convoy funds due to police reports of violence and unlawful activities. Yes, I hope that those funds come back and that they then set up a do it over like Give, Send, Go or something. Right? There's a couple of these now that that people can use. I think a good option. You know what I mean? So that the funds will come. There's a whole thing. Unfortunately, we don't have time to get into it now. But the whole thing about BJ Dichter, that's kind of suspicious. Yeah. And like, who's that guy? Why did he come in so late? And
I think he's a conservative party operative. But
I totally understand that and why you're saying that too. Evidence Hawk for Honker says, I propose castration by chainsaw for any pedo or advocate in the Republic of Diagolon. There you go. Camus Jigger says, appropriate nose size and speech cadence. There
you go. Appropriate, yeah.
That's nice. Platt Army. Good to see you, Derek. When is Henrik jumping in a truck and heading to the border? You know, I'm actually not too far away. I'm not sure how the passage situation is like yet. It would actually be interesting. We were seeing some National Guard activity around where we are, and we're wondering, like, will they at some point start utilizing U.S. people, at least to go up to the border, unless they would actually get the approval to be, like, by the Canadian government or something being sent in. But,
because, well, it affects the United States now as well, because they're blocking the border.
Right, exactly.
Now it's an American problem, too, as well. So, you've got American trucks coming up, and they're talking about blocking the Windsor, the bridge from basically Detroit into Ontario.
Yeah.
It's a very heavily used road for trucking and in industries and stuff like that. So, it's going to affect both of us. So,
it's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah, a collision here for sure.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do is I definitely want to find out, say, what is going on actually closer to me, because that would be interesting. I'm not sure how, I think it's quite far. Montana, Alberta, that's probably not too far.
Coots is right near the Alberta Montana border.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so that might not be too far. Yeah, that's something. It's not a bad idea, Derek. Appreciate you. I wanted to get Derek on today, but I know he was in transit, so he couldn't join us. But we'll do it again soon. Thank you for stopping by, Derek. Appreciate you. Pro Patria, last one here says, Russia collusion. Yeah, remember the song? Did you ever hear the super cut? It was actually a pretty good one. Russia. Maybe I should put. We could play that as we turn out here at the end. Awesome having you with us. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know how busy you are and how there's a thousand things at the same time happening up there and for you guys and a lot of pressure on everybody and you and even the Platt Army guys and so forth.
They're coming after us big time up here, but we're not going anywhere. So,
tell us how people can follow you then and get updates and so forth so we know what's going on.
Yeah. I think that website's defunct now. That was the Plaid Army website. RagingDissident.com is my main website. It's got links to all my social media stuff, YouTube, Telegram, Instagram, all of that stuff. Live streams are, well, they're usually Monday, Wednesday, Friday. However, I'm going to be going back to, I'm going to go rejoin these guys downtown, and I'll get on when I can get on. I'm going to have my equipment stuff with me, my laptop and stuff, so we'll see what happens. But I'm going to try and stick down there until it's resolved, you know, and see what happens. So, yeah, just the website, RagingDissident.com, and the Telegram page is where I post primarily for anything relevant, so t.me/RagingDissident.
Awesome. It's right down there in the lower third, guys. Check that out, t.me/RagingDissident. You need to be subscribed over there, follow, because that's a good... Telegram is really turning out to be, and I know there's, you know, censorship issues and so forth, but it's really, for now at least, turning out to be one of the better platforms together with Gab, I'd say, you know?
Yeah, I really like it a lot. And, you know, well, for now, until they shut us down, because the Canadian government now is trying to force through legislation that's going to censor the internet, and we're going to be worse off than anybody living in Russia or China, so... Maybe I'll be immigrating to Russia for more freedom.
Yeah, apparently. Exactly.
That's where the entropy guys went, right? So maybe I'll follow them there.
And then we'll be in the bag. See, they're all Russian agents to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly. If it's B, what if it's B?
Oh, man. Rage, thank you so much again, sir. I appreciate it. Stay in touch, and we'll get you back soon. Keep morale high, your chin up. This is where we're going to get through this. All right?
Thanks, brother. Best wishes to you and Lana and the kids.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Same to you. We'll see you later. Thank you, man. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, boys and girls, thank you so much again to Jeremy, Raging Dissident, for joining us today. We're going to drop you off here then with, why don't we do that song? Trump, Russia, Collusion. That's actually a pretty good one. I think was it Boing Boing? Or what was the channel name again? I forget what it is. But thank everyone joining us today. We do appreciate you. Thank you so much for your super chats. Very kind of you. We do appreciate everyone tuning in live or later on in the archives. And as I said, we're very busy over the weekend. So no weekend warrior, but we'll do something, I think, either Monday or Tuesday. And then in the wake of that, we're going to do a follow-up poll, as I said, as well, because we reached our 300 goal on our subscribe star, which we appreciate, and that keeps ticking up. And, of course, next goal now is 500 over there, and if we reach that, we might be able to bring in on a full-time editor that can actually help us produce these, not only the shows, but pre-recorded content. We can help do the videos that we have in the pipeline and so forth. We're way undermanned and way overworked, so we do appreciate your support, because it does help us to continue to expand in the face of very grave and serious challenges when it comes to censorship and, of course, financial, censorship, essentially, right? With our inability to accept credit cards through the website and so forth. But so again, if you do want to have a subscription with us, redicemembers.com. Check out all the different options we have over there. You can also go straight to subscribestar.com/redice and sign up there. That's $10 a month. And send us a message or just an email. Let us know that you've signed up, and then we activate your account on the website. That's just one of the issues that we deal with as we're being, we can't do credit card processing through the website and so forth. But not a problem. It means there's ways around it. There's other ways. We have cryptos. We have a mailing address. We have a Cash App. We have an ACH e-check option for the U.S. audience, I should say, on the website as well. So there are some options. But thank you so much, guys. We do appreciate you. As I said, we'll be back then probably Monday or possibly Tuesday, depending on how the schedule over the weekend here pans out. We love you. We want you to hold and stand your ground. This is far from over. Things are just beginning. Stay pure-blooded, and we'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much. All right, we'll do this song last thing. Take care.
Russian collusion.
Trump, Russian, sort of collusion.
Trump, Russian,
possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, metal
collusion.
Trump, Russia,
possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, potentially collusion.
Trump, Russia,
possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, bot collusion.
Trump, Russia,
Russian collusion.
Trump, Russia,
possible collusion.
Russia hacked our election.
Here comes a big change. Because all of a sudden, Trump,
Russian, possible collusion.
Russian, collusion.
Trump, Russian, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian,
possible collusion.
Trump, Russians,
collusion.
Collusion with the Russians.
Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, Russia,
possible collusion.
Prove collusion.
Prove collusion.
Was there collusion?
Absolutely.
Trump, Russia.
Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, 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 Russia, potential collusion.
Trump, Russia, potential collusion.
Putin and the Kremlin and be in collusion with Putin and the Kremlin and be in collusion.
And Putin and the Kremlin and be in collusion with Putin and the Kremlin.
People are very worried.
In collusion, this president in collusion with Putin and the Kremlin and be in collusion. This president in collusion with Putin and the Kremlin.
People are very worried.
In collusion.
All 17 intelligence agencies.
17 agencies.
17 of our intelligence agencies.
17 of our intelligence agencies.
17 intelligence agencies.
17 different United States intelligence agencies.
All 17 of them.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.